Om Shanti. So we have Sister Kamala with us from Peace Village. She's a very senior teacher and been with Baba for over 40 years. So the aim of this Murali Churning Circle, especially for new timers and who wants to reflect more on Murali while they're in Madhuban, that's the aim of this Murali Churning Circle. So enjoy this session with Sister Kamala. Om Shanti.
Thank you. We're going to have fun. Did I meet one of you in the elevator today? All right. So I was in the elevator and I don't know, the sister, she said to me, today is Murali. I said, what about today is Murali? She said, I feel heavy after listening to the Murali. I said, which part of the Murali made you feel heavy? She said, the blessing. So I wanted to start there. How did any one of you feeling heavy, the Murali, with listening to the Murali? No? And she did say to me that she is quite new. And I can understand that. Because I remembered many, many years ago, you know, in the, I don't know, around the 80s, some of the Murlis, Baba used to talk about destruction a lot. And imagine you're quite new, you're in the Murli class, and you're hearing destruction, destruction. So one of the brother, he was very new to the Murli. He got up and he was leaving. I said, what's happened? He said, Baba's only talking about destruction. So we can understand, because as newcomers, we are not there yet. But it's okay. Take what you can take, and as you're making that effort, everything will come to place gradually. I just wanted to share this point that came up in the blessing today, and then of course I highlighted many other points we can turn on. And I remember some weeks ago, maybe a month ago, what I was grasping in the Murali as I was listening to the Murali was this word, awareness, which is in the blessing. And it's a key word, because awareness becomes power. It's a key word. And when people ask the question, how can I become a strong and powerful Brahmin? Keyword, awareness. So as we are churning the Murali today, I would like you to highlight points of awareness which you're listening to that can help you in your spiritual effort making life. And I'll give you one example. Many years ago, I listened to a class by Ramesh Bhai, very senior brother of the Yajna, who is not here in the physical body. And he was sharing that they had some big project, some program or project, whatever it was. And he did not know the outcome, because you can prepare for something, but you don't know the outcome. And he said to Baba, well, we don't know the end result of this. And Baba saying, no, don't think like that. Always think you will be victorious. It will be successful. So this point of the blessing, and I hope you don't mind, I'm starting with a blessing. Welcome, Star. It's when Baba said today, may you switch on your awareness and experience the bodiless stage in a second with your loving intellect. And I do know many people ask this question, how do I have loving intellect? Because sometimes it's not always loving. How do I have a loving intellect? Any one of you have an answer? All the? Yes, all the attainment that Baba gave, you think about what you have received. And
I feel myself a point of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Immediately I
loving intellect. There's a mic too in case you need to use. If anyone need to use a mic, but I could hear you. Yes, definitely. Thank you. One is like you're kind of struggling to make an effort to experience God's love, when I don't think it's a difficult process. In a sense, He's your Father. He's our Father. So what's difficult about that? He's my parents. He's my beloved. He's my friend. He's my everything. And just holding this awareness creates an experience. So awareness brings power in the soul. So holding that awareness. So as we listen to the Murli, then we take out every day what awareness I am holding. And it's not just holding it for 10 minutes. But throughout the day, checking in with the self and see what is it I'm holding in the Murli that creates that experience. And it actually came to my mind maybe a couple days ago when Baba was saying, this experience becomes a stamp. You know, something is stamp. And it becomes a natural, it emerges from the subconscious in a natural way. Yes, so you don't have to keep making that effort. It's just naturally, it comes out. So switch on your awareness and experience the bodiless stage in a second with your loving intellect. And Baba's saying, and I'm not going to read word for word, there are points that I highlighted, I think it's useful. So I'm going to just touch on those points. So this awareness, when we switch on this awareness of what Baba is saying, like he is saying, you are the Master Almighty Authority. That's one title. Then when we have this awareness, the darkness that is there, the unnecessary thoughts, the weak thoughts, the unnecessary negative thoughts disappear. Because there's something that's filling in that void. So to experience that, and Baba is saying that in this switch of awareness, so we are in this body, so when we have to go to Baba in that experience, we switch off. Right? When we are sitting in meditation, we switch off from the senses. We are not using the senses, but we are going within ourselves. And like Baba is saying, just visualize you are this beautiful point of light, bodiless. So let's do that. Visualize I am this beautiful point of light. I am a bodiless being. And you feel this disconnection from the physical. Body sitting here, but I am in my emerging, my real form of a bodiless being. And in that state, Baba is saying, easily, in 1 second, easily I can connect to Baba. It's a very easy process. You say, Baba. And I remember, when you read the Murli, so many other points from Murli's come. But some of them really stay with me and it helps me a lot. And one of, I think it was an Avyakt Murli, when Baba said, you just call me and I'll be there. There's a song like that, by the way. You call me and I'll be there. And I always hold on to that. Yes, Baba. Because sometimes, you know, if you get caught up in the karma and you just say, Baba, I know you are here. So it's that feeling of closeness, close relationship with Baba. So to have that experience and to have that practice. And also Baba was saying that when you remain beyond the mud. And it's very important that we really go into the depth of what Baba is saying to us. Mud, elements. Body is made up of the elements, right? The 5 elements. So if I have that in my awareness, that this body is going to return back to the elements, what am I attached to? My name, my form, what is it I'm attached to, my status, my possession. This one beautiful effort of thinking that I'm more than just the physical body. And in that second, and of course you understand it with knowledge, that it's temporary, it's going to leave me, or I'm going to leave it anyhow. So what is this connection? What is this attraction that I'm getting in this body? Now, many times we're pulled back. It's like a gravity, it's pulling us back. Well, what is it I'm being pulled back? And of course we know it is a result of many, many lifetime being the connection of the soul and in the body that has become attached. And this upside down understanding that I'm a body is there. Because we still feel I'm Kamala, I'm female, I'm from this country, that country. Wrong. I'm just a soul playing a part in this body. So Baba is saying, if we remain beyond this mud, then what will be the experience? If I'm disconnected from this physical, what will be my experience? Double light angel. Double light. Do you visualize yourself as angel? One is that you are light. You are a light point of energy. But light also in the consciousness. There's no heaviness, there is no burden, there is nothing pulling you down. So you are in that double light angel form. And it's incredible, but if we do these practices sincerely in terms of the awareness, I think in a very short time you'll have great experiences, wonderful experiences. So as you see, this Murli is huge. I asked for a copy and this is what I got. But it's good, I can see better with it. So today in the Murli, Baba also talked about if we remember all the things he tells us, and I want you to share, what is it you remember from today's Murli? Just one point that when you think about it, it brings that intoxication. It moves you to another place. He's the father of all souls. Yes. That is your point that you have taken from the Murli? Okay.
Baba says that the soul, the departed soul, must have reached heaven. They said, the devotee in Baba corrects them.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes he even goes with the flow. Okay, let's say suppose that the soul is in heaven, it means that the soul was not in heaven before.
Mm-hmm.
So he really tries to stretch my capacity of intellect to think differently, not very limited. And when I first heard from a devotee that a departed soul must have gone to hell, I really, as a child, as a little kid, I really had that doubt. I really wondered to what extent that was true. And there you go, Baba came to me and gave me the all truth, including this clarification of this point.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Thank you. Anyone else? What points are you taking from today's Murli that you feel empowered? You belong to Baba. Master of all his inheritance. Wow, you are lucky. He fulfilled you with everything. All attainments, right? All attainments. Yes, sister?
She says we claim inheritance from the Creator,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not from the creations.
Yes. So my question is, how do we claim inheritance from Baba? He says, I give you everything. Okay? He's saying, here, everything is yours. How is it we are claiming it from him? Anyone has an answer for that? His traits, right, yes. So when I am in that loving relationship with Baba, which is described as yoga, but it's loving remembrance, then automatically the power comes in the soul. And also when I listen to Baba's Murli and I practice, I inculcate what he's saying into me, that also I am included in terms of having the virtues of Baba. Today he did mention, my virtues become your virtues. There's an interesting point that people really get confused about, and it is about the drama point. So the father has explained that this is a drama, and whatever happens in this drama only happens once. This is a very powerful statement. And not all the time we remember it, but if we remember it, we'll be careful what we are saying and what we are doing. Because we are creating our parts. As much as it is said it is preordained, but it is being ordained now. We are fixing our part now. Yeah. And that in the drama, it's Baba saying that it happens once, is in a sense, this part that I'm playing now, here. All of us are sitting here in this room and we are listening to the revision of the Murli. This part will only repeat after 5,000 years. So every moment is different. Even though we do the same thing sometime every day, it's still different. So if I am watchful that I am, my part is the highest and high in this drama, and whatever happens, it happens only once. And I'm careful because I know when it repeats, that I'll be satisfied. Whatever I've created now, that is what is going to be repeating. Baba also talk a lot about the refuge, that we are taking refuge with the Father. He said, don't use that expression. You belong to me. You're not taking refuge with me. You belong to me in a natural way. The Father has come. And you know, on the part of devotion, we have been calling out to Baba, come, come, come. All of us have gone through many different experiences in our life, many lifetimes, not only this lifetime. And we invoke God to come. Come, give us peace, give us happiness, remove our sorrow, our suffering. And Baba hears us. And he comes. And isn't that a wonderful experience that we are listening to Baba's direct versions? People in the world, they are listening to scriptures written by human beings. They don't have the right information. And here we have God himself. Do you ever think like that? This is God himself speaking to me. So all the praise and all the sorrows and everything we had in our heart which we express in devotion, Baba listens. And he fulfills whatever we had in our hearts. He comes to fulfill that by giving us his inheritance. The one who teaches us incorporeal souls is also incorporeal. He is the father of souls. If you constantly churn this aspect, your mercury of happiness would rise. They say BKs go on a high. You get intoxicated and people see that and they want to know, why are you happy? Like, why are you happy? Why are we happy? Because Baba is talking to us and giving us such beautiful points. And that is the soul being sustained by the spiritual wisdom God is giving. If you constantly churn this aspect, your mercury of happiness would rise. When you forget this, Maya causes you distress. So this point, when Baba is saying, is that the moment we disconnect, Maya comes in that moment. She's very watchful. The moment you get distracted, and there are stories in the scriptures that relates to this, in which, you know, in 1 second, if you get diverted or distracted, that's the time Maya comes. And she attacks the weakness. Whatever weakness I have, she attacks the soul and causes distress. And that's why we have to make this remembrance constant, natural, easy. And my thinking about, you know, how we remember Baba is that it will become part of the subconscious being. You know, initially, like the daddies, you don't see them sitting all the time, sitting in yoga, remembering Baba. But there is that inbuilt remembrance of Baba in a natural way. Daddy Prakash Maniji, you know, such huge task of the organization, that running of the organization, and yet she's meeting thousands of people. And how did they maintain the balance of keeping Baba's remembrance? It's because he becomes one with them, right? It's like all of us sitting here. We don't have to tell ourselves, my father's name is this, my parents live in this country. I don't have to remind myself, right? Who my siblings are. It's natural. It comes out in a natural way. So that goes into the subconscious mind. So when we have this loving remembrance of Baba, and initially the practice should be there, but then it becomes natural. And Mirabai nicely said that the remembrance of Baba should trouble us. And that, Murli, that it should be so powerful that it doesn't matter what, we are troubled by that remembrance of Baba in a nice way. Also in the Murli today, Baba is saying, you call out to the Father to come and purify you, and so your impure bodies definitely have to be destroyed. When everyone dies, who would cry for others? You now know that you are to leave your bodies and go to your home. You are now practicing how to leave your bodies. How do we leave our bodies? I know there are stories of saints and sages who have practiced leaving their body. They will sit there and they will go into their own meditation, and the soul would just come out of the body, leave. What is our practice? Which is, we are not leaving the body, we're still in the body, right? We're still there. But the experience or the practice that Baba said today is the bodiless stage. And think about it, before the soul came into this body, before this body was created, I was just the soul. When I enter this body, then it's where the connection is being made of the soul and body. So to practice leaving the body, and I think this is going to be useful, especially at the time when there is a lot of chaos happening in the world, and you know the destructive things are going to be happening. I can see all of us as yogis sitting wherever we are, blissfully in Baba's remembrance, out we go. It's an easy process. It's not going to be, oh my God, what will happen? How will I experience bodiless stage? Practice and practice and practice. Gradually, that we are going to be having that experience. Again, Baba talked about understanding the significance of this drama. So every day in the Murli, I think he brings up this point. Churn the cycle. Churn your 84 births. So what would be the benefit of thinking about the whole cycle? Can any one of you share? why we have to think about the cycle, going through the golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age, why? Yes, Ta. You wouldn't get stuck in the one lifetime. Sorry, I didn't get that. Yes, 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 yes. Because anyone else before Aisha? Cut your head. Maya's head. No, don't cut your head. You cut Maya's head. Yeah, that's one of the reasons Baba says to churn. Because we have been through golden age, silver age, copper age, and iron age. So it is in us. So this is a churning of the cycle, emerges that experience. Like you said, I was that elevated being. So it emerges that I am that elevated being. And I'm sure you heard stories of Brahma Baba, how he was in that little room and he was dancing with the windows closed, except for one window, I guess. You heard that story? And Daddy Janki saw he was dancing. He was lost in that intoxication. Who am I becoming? I'm becoming Narayan. So this, imagine Brahma Baba having that experience. And so when we think about how we have been through the cycle, and once again we are going to attain the highest status, elevated deities, and happy and happy. Now it's going to be such a wonderful experience. So naturally you will start having it here. It's not when you go into the golden age you experience happiness, but now you're going to experience the happiness, the joy, the intoxication. And so that is quite useful. So think about it. And Baba also says, because the soul, we are studying now as students, godly students, and we are going to carry these sanskaras in the golden age. But in what form do you think? Now we are studying the Murli, now we are practicing, we are inculcating, we are having Baba's remembrance. But in the golden age, we will not be doing that. What will be the expression of what we are doing now? How is it going to be shown up in the golden age? Like this knowledge, we wouldn't have the knowledge, but what would be that form that is being shown? Sanskars, yes. Like what sanskars? Sanskars, definitely. Deity sanskars, right? So deities are 16 celestial degrees complete. They're happy and they're, you know, loving, and you see all the beautiful expressions of deities. So that will be in that form, in the emerged form of the virtues that is being seen, the powers in the soul. But it's not that they're going to be studying. So we will carry those sanskars. Baba says, I am the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, and I also make you this. You should give happiness to everyone. You should never cause sorrow for anyone through your thoughts, words, or deeds. Do you know why Baba says this? Don't give sorrow to anyone. So I remember listening to a story of someone, and she said she had an experience of many, many years ago when she would have said something to her sister, Lokik's sister, and the sister took a lot of sorrow from that. And many, many years after this came, emerged in front of her, the sorrow she gave her sister, she felt the same sorrow. Because the scene emerged. So when Baba says, don't give sorrow, because if you give sorrow, you will die in sorrow. So we need to understand, don't give sorrow, but also in addition to that, don't take sorrow. So perhaps you could think about how not to take sorrow, because sometimes you meet different personalities and maybe the way someone speaks to you in their tone, in their manner, very harsh. Sometimes we tend to take sorrow. But Baba is saying, don't give sorrow, don't take sorrow. Because Baba is the ocean of happiness. And he only gives happiness. And recently in the Murli, if you remember, Baba talked about making everyone happy. Just bestow, be a bestower and making everyone happy. So speak these sweet things in the ears of everyone. That is to remember Baba, and all your sins will be absolved. This is a universal message that we can give anyone from any religion. Even if they don't believe in the Brahma Kumari's teachings of God, Shiva, whoever they believe in as God, you tell them just in your remembrance of God, the Supreme, that will enable you to remove all your impurities and come closer to God. And people do accept. They accept. They believe in a God. They may not know Him. But this message, Baba says, is universal for everyone. So speak these sweet things in the ears of everyone. And give this message to everyone. And at the end, everyone will say, "Oh God, your wonderful games are unique. There is the magic mantra of..." What is our magic mantra? Man Manabhav. Be mine with your mind. Belong to me with your mind. Right? That's what Baba is saying. Belong to me with your mind. It's a very special mantra that Baba is giving. A big point in today's Murli was about attachment. And who doesn't have attachment? But today in the Murli, Baba specifically talked about the mothers. Some mothers have attachment. They remain trapped in the web of their own creation. They remember so many. And I remember a story of someone encouraging a mother to come to the center. And the mother said, "Well, I have to take care of my children." So when the children grew up, they got married. And she got the grandchildren. Then she said, "Well, now I have grandchildren." So always an excuse. So this is called the web of attachment. So Baba is saying they remain trapped in the web of their own creation. And what is interesting, because in the Murli, now there are many points which I think we are up to 10-15, right? A little more than that. Attachment begin in the Copper Age. So we became attached to our bodies, we became attached to others, and that attachment carries over one birth to the next birth to the next birth. So can you imagine the chains, how strong it is? Very, 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 very strong chain. So Baba is saying we have to break these attachments. And we know for a fact attachment is a result of course, is body consciousness. But if we understand it in a broader sense, that let's say my law cakes, my siblings, my relatives and friends are of course as a result of karmas. Why I was born into a family, why I have these connection. But now since I become a Brahmin, this is a spiritual connection. So Baba is saying this is your real family. But at the same time, he also mentioned in today's Murli that you still have responsibility, right? It's not that you can say, I don't have responsibility, I don't take care. And sometimes it's very important to understand what Baba is saying, because some Brahmins misunderstand. They misunderstand and they think, "No, I'm Baba's child, I have nothing else to do, but I don't think about my family, I don't have no connection." But in the Murli, Baba says, no, you should have connection. You have to have responsibility. Because it's through you and the way your behavior is, you'll bring them closer to Baba. Right? So continue with great tact. I remember this Murali Baba saying, you should have a loving relationship with everyone, and especially those who are in the family and are connected to family. Have a loving relationship, because that itself is like an introduction, that they experience the virtues of God through you. They may not know God, but they see that you are very friendly, you are very nice, you are very loving, you are very caring. And these are expressions of love, of course, which we receive from the Father. So charity begins at home. You may talk to everyone and you may have a relationship with everyone. So I cannot say I don't like them. They are not following. They are not listening. That's their part. Another point that came up today in the Murali of the drama, that drama and the part of the souls, it's a very special point. So when they ask the question, and there are many experiences of yogis who would, in Brahma Baba's time, they would go for advice. And like today when they're asking, should I go to a wedding? What did Baba say? Don't go to wedding? Go to weddings? Should I go to a wedding or not? If you get an invitation, yes? And what are you going to do there when you go to the wedding? Baba says, why not? Just give the message if you can. The Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. You have to conquer it and become conquerors of the world. In many Muralis, Baba is saying, you know, even if you have to go to the temples, you can dress in colored clothes, you can go wherever and sit there in an incognito way. And of course, you can send Baba's vibrations. And if you have a chance and you want to share Baba's message, then go ahead. But not that we go, like today, this big point of the cinema, Didi Sudesh was explaining. And, you know, we can get very distracted with our phones and cell phones, and the whole world is in our phones. And it can become an addiction, actually. And someone told me this, that she made a promise not to look at the news in her phone. Because you open one thing and then you get into something else and get into something else and something else. And then eventually you become trapped. And you want, again, next day you do the same thing. And of course, there is a fine line in that you have to have an understanding of what's happening in the world. Not in detail, Baba already explained, but at the same time to take precaution, but not to be drawn into it. In the olden days, the cinema and the movies and what we see and all of that would influence the mind. And you heard the story of Brahma Baba, that's where he got caught. And I think it's mostly because the mind becomes bored. So you want to keep it entertained, looking at this and looking at that, and time is wasted, life is wasted, everything is wasted. And so what it is we see, it's very important that not to watch the things that will not bring me benefit. Yes, I remember someone saying to me, I don't have good dreams. And the person was complaining, I don't get good sleep, I don't get good dreams. So then I asked the person, what do you do before you sleep? What did you watch? Because some Brahmins like to go to bed late. And Baba has given directions for all of that. You should not go to bed so late that the next day is there, that you have an experience of having, you know, like after 12 or 1. It's almost another day. Shouldn't be that. So Srimad is given for everything. What time we wake up, what time we sleep, how we spend our day. So it's good to revise those things that keeps us in discipline. Yes, you have any question? What time you should go to bed? Anyone know what time you should go to bed? By 10 o'clock? Okay. Anyone go to bed by 12? Yeah, I remember this was when it was, I think it was Million Minutes of Peace when they had this big project. And the sisters and brothers are working a lot, very hard. And this was one of the points Baba had mentioned, that it should not be that you go to bed late. Because you need to go at a certain time. Of course, I know some seniors would say go to bed at 9:30, 10 also is good. So that you have a good night's rest and you are fresh in the morning. That you can really sleep. Wake up fresh and you start another day. So that is very, and it's discipline. And it's a habit which as Brahmins we can change. Don't be disappointed in yourself. But give yourself a chance and say, okay, I'm going to work on that and I'm going to change it. And I will try to go to bed early. And keep away from that cell phone. You know, it's a cut-off time. Keep away from your cell phone. So are there any points you want to share from what has been in today's Murali? I still have some more. You can take the mic if you want to. We have one Pandav. You know, they say one Pandav is equivalent to eight sisters, something like that.
Thank you. So Baba has, how shall I say it, ambiguous approach to cinema, because it does not really totally prohibit cinema consuming. We are allowed to go to cinema, I think, in case we do service through watching with friends and relatives, in case we are there for them, not for for us. So it's a lot, it has a lot to do with service consciousness. On the other hand, when I go to cinema and I am not prepared, I'm not spiritually fully prepared, my stage can be very much affected. And so if I'm not aware of the fact that I am on service, that I am just at a service station, and that is just temporary, I can find my my intellect caught up in the film, in the synopsis, in the characters, and I can find myself cry or cry out or scream or identify. So it is very interesting to understand where I am at on my journey. Shall I accompany my friends and relatives to the cinema, or shall I stay at home protected, fully protected from the bad vibration in the world? So there isn't any proper clear-cut answer to this. It is up to us. Each of us should look for our own self.
Yes, lovely point. And especially those of you who have families, and there are cases where maybe your niece wants to go somewhere and she wants you to go with her, but also to be on this alert of if it's nowadays the kind of movies that they have, you know, it depends, but children's movies, something that it's healthy for adults and children, both. And tomorrow I believe you're watching a movie on the light, right? Should you go to that? Of course, you should go and see that movie. It's and there's so many, because it's a learning process in life, and of what you said is very important. What you put inside can affect you mentally, emotionally, and also can bring back many old experiences of the past and so many things. So you have to see what is the right way you want to go and follow your heart. Any others want to say anything on that point? We are on the unlimited drama stage and we are the real actors, and this is a real movie, and that's what we have to remember. That this is a real movie and I have to play my part to the best of my ability, because I am the hero, I am the heroine. And what part I should be playing. I think today's Murali also touched on looking at the self and noticing what vices are there and clean it up, remove it. Recently Baba also spoke about that. He said, you don't have to dislike people, but it's the vices in the people that's bad. Yeah? And just to see the way Baba sees everyone, how he notices that each one is special, is beautiful, they are his creation, they are his children. So Baba wants us to do the same in that way. Is there any other point you want to share before we close up? So what are the points of awareness you're going to take, even if it's just one, to hold today within the self, so we can make that awareness into a power by us holding it internally? Which one? I am bodiless, right? That's the practice. I am bodiless. I am Master Almighty Authority. What else are you? Sorry? Father's virtues are your virtues. Yes, he did say that. What belongs to the Father belongs to all of us. So feel it in a natural way, that as you're here in Madhuban and as you're moving around, just let it come naturally, being grateful for everything that Baba has done to you or given you. This, even coming to Madhuban, it's a huge blessing. There are so many people who can't make it here. I know personally. They don't have the money, their circumstances is very tough. They cannot reach here for years. And yet we are here enjoying everything that Baba is offering to us. The hospitality. Everything. And so when you think about this in a natural way, there is great appreciation for the host. He's our host. And I'm sure you're happy being in the Father's home and enjoying everything. The vibrations, the company, the food, meditation, everything. So this is one of the ways to have this expression of gratitude. Attitude of gratitude. All right, I was told to finish by 10:15 and I crossed my limit. I am sorry. You have a question, okay. Let's see if I have the answer. Use the mic, please.
Because she is a mother, and sometimes she has to watch films together with her family, and if she stand up and leave, it can upset her family, but if she keep sitting, it will affect her mind, and people will think she also supports seeing films. So what should she do in that situation? Because we have to still give happiness, like we still have to give happiness to your family, but how to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. Also.
Did I hear something this morning in the Murali, like you close your eyes, you sit there? I just want to share one thing, is that there's a practice, and this is what initially when I was quite new and I was intoxicated with what Baba was telling me. And it's not about a movie, but I'm just sharing how you can distract your mind from what is there physically. So I was with someone and she had a lot of complaints about her life and her journey and, you know, grumbling, and it's not something healthy for me to listen. But nevertheless, I told her, okay, let's go for a walk. But whilst we went on that 10-minute or 15-minute walk, inside I was practicing what Baba was telling me. And I was very, you know, happy with all the things I heard he telling me about myself. At the end of the journey, after 10-15 minutes, I checked myself and say, okay, what did she say? What was she talking about? I didn't remember anything. I mean, this was many years ago, but it's an art. You're not saying anything to anyone, but because internally you're doing something inside, so you're watching, maybe you're watching, but you're not even seeing what's there, right? And that comes naturally as you start practicing. So it's not like you are not participating, but if you choose to, and I know that comes in time, it's not you, it's a hard and fast rule, but it's something you can, like Baba said yesterday, switch off. Today, switch off when you want to switch off, and you can be there. If you don't want to absorb the energy, the vibrations, but at the same time you need to give company, and there are many, many yuktis, unlimited. So I think our time is up, so we will close with a moment of meditation. And don't know if anybody's playing anything, but we thank you all. It was a pleasure being with all of you and being together and sharing. Om Shanti. And thank you, Pandav, the most powerful Pandav. Om Shanti.